Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, we come to John chapter 4, 7 through 10. We'll start the story today and we'll complete it tomorrow. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews," John explains, "do not associate with Samaritans." And Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Let's think about this woman at the well, this Samaritan woman. She was neither young nor beautiful. She had been worn down by life and looked years older than her age. Her clothes were worn and old and dirty. Several teeth were missing, some having been knocked out of her mouth. Bruises covered her body. If each person wore a personal description, the word "used" would be tattooed on her forehead. With her reputation and what was left of her self-esteem, she came alone to draw water at a time when no one else would be at the well, when no one else could remind her of her shame, with turned backs and judgmental looks. She'd been married 5 times and now was living with a man. Perhaps she entered marriage number 1 and 2 with some hope, with some expectation, with some excitement, but now she had become a domestic slave, an in-house prostitute. She stayed with the man until he tired of her and threw her out on the streets, and then she went looking for another man who was looking for a woman like her. Little did she know that the man waiting for her by the well was Jesus, bearing the gift of God's grace and water that quenches the thirst of the soul. He was there to meet an outcast, a sinner. In fact, that is what he left heaven to do. He came to meet us in our place of brokenness and need. He came to bring living water to our thirsty souls. If you're looking for that living water today, we would love to have a conversation with you. Just email us at info@ronmoore.org, info@ronmoore.org. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to me in my sin. Thank you for coming to me in my brokenness. Thank you for coming to me in my despair. Thank you for bringing the satisfaction that I long for to my thirsty soul. In Jesus' name, amen.